This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joey Harrington will not be with us today. He is still traveling overseas at cool countries.
At soccer, I believe.
Yeah, they like to go to soccer. Yeah. He sent me a picture today, and it was of the family. You know, they're just such an adorable family.
It is a good-looking family.
And I had never paid attention before about, you know, like which kid resembles which parent.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Do you ever... Like, that's always a thing for me. I'm like, oh, you look more like
my kids
your
talk,
father.
My kids talk about it.
Or you look more like your mother.
Yeah.
Whatever. I noticed today that Big Jack is the mom.
I get a lot of heat because my son, Iserman, because I have the two biological, which is weird because the one that everyone says is most like me is the one that biologically isn't mine. I'm like, I don't want to tell you about that. But my daughter is quite upset in that my son got the mom genes and she got stuck with dad's. So I hear about that quite a bit.
So I thought the oldest kid, Jack,
yeah,
was more like Joey.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to tell, you know, but yeah. You see it in a photo and you're like, whoa, okay, so that's mom. And then little Emmett, that's Joey's. Yeah,
it stands out.
Yeah, it's very...
Absolutely.
I don't know why I said that, but...
Well, now we know.
That was the exercise I had today while looking at that photo.
Yeah.
But he will not be on our show.
No.
He's to busy. Talk about that.
He's busy watching Amsterdam soccer, I believe.
Are they a Major League Baseball manager in 2025?
Let's talk about it.
I have some names here.
Okay.
See how many you can get right.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 15 names on this list.
Okay, so we're not doing all the managers.
No.
We're just doing, are they
current
manager?
15 names.
Okay.
You didn't Google it, did you?
No, I did
What's
not.
On your computer?
Well, I was dealing with New York Mets things right now.
New York Mets things? That's generic.
Well, they're playing the Astros. I was bringing up the lineup. So unless you're
Googling who the New York Mets manager is, aren't
unless
you? You don't even know who your manager is.
Unless you're talking about the Houston Astros and the New York Mets, we're fine. What do you got?
Pat Murphy.
Pat Murphy. Sounds made up, to be honest with you.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
It does sound made up. I'm saying no. Pat Murphy is not a coach.
He's the manager of the Brewers.
Get right the hell out of town.
0-1.
Okay.
David Ross.
David Ross. How about Dave Roberts? Is that close enough? Dave Roberts is indeed the coach of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
David Ross, no. Formerly of the Cubs. 0-2. Clayton McCullough.
Clayton McCullough.
Yes.
That sounds familiar to me.
Down south?
I feel like... No, I... So I'm trying to think. That sounds familiar. He is a manager, and I don't know where.
Marlins. 1-3.
Okay.
Rob Thompson. Is he or isn't he a Major League Baseball manager?
Rob Thompson.
In 2025.
No, I don't believe Rob Thompson is.
He's the Phillies skipper. Clint Hurdle.
The great Clint Hurdle?
Yep.
Or are you just throwing that because we would know who Clint Hurdle is, but that I think you're trying to purposely throw us off the scent. I'm going to say Clint Hurdle, not a manager in 2025.
That is correct. Good call. Formerly of the Pirates.
Yes.
Mark Kotze.
Again, Mark Kotze, a manager. Mark Kotze, I believe, was the manager last night of the Athletics Ball Club.
That is correct.
I only know that simply because I was watching the game last night.
Joe Espada.
Joe Espada is a manager. Joe Espada is... Where is Joe Espada?
You are right.
Yeah. Where is Espada? I don't know.
He's the manager of the Astros. Dude, I'm telling you before I research this, you could have sat me down, like the whole show, and just peppered me about the Astros manager or given me name after name after name, and I would say, no, it's not Joe. No,
Alex Cora.
The one thing I know is it's not Joe Espada.
Yet it's Joe Espada.
Ron Washington.
Ron.
Yep. Remember him?
I do remember Ron Washington.
Does cocaine like an adult.
Well, but then he came back. No, I don't think Ron Washington is a manager.
He is a manager this year. He is the manager of the Angels.
Is this his first year back?
I believe so. Mike Matheny.
Again, Mike Matheny at one point, a manager in the major leagues and a player in Major League Baseball. Again, I feel like that's too easy. I'm going to say no. Mike Matheny is not a manager.
Cardinals manager?
Well, this is based on what Suk said. He said no, and he is correct.
Woo.
Mike Matheny, formerly of the Royals. Stephen Vogt.
Yes. Vogt is, he is the manager of the Cleveland Guardians.
Correct. Will Venable.
Brent Venables?
Yes.
Will Venables? Sounds Venable. Made up.
Will Venable.
I don't know. Will Venable? Who the hell is Venable?
Well, he's the manager of the White Sox.
Well, there you go. That's not even fair.
Idiot. Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi.
I think I know this one.
Well, what is it?
Well, I was going to let Suk answer since my answers don't count.
Joe Girardi. I don't think Joe Girardi's a manager anymore.
I also don't think that.
That is correct. Formerly Phillies.
Yeah.
Carlos Mendoza.
Yeah, he's the Mets manager.
I was so hoping you'd slip up on
that. For a brief minute, I was like, wait, what did you just... Okay. I had like a weird heart palpitation. I was like, are you effing with me right now? I'm like, no, all right.
Derek Shelton.
Derek Shelton's a manager. Derek Shelton is... where is Shelton?
Eugene.
The Emeralds.
Shut up, jackass. I think he's in Pittsburgh.
That is correct. And finally, guys, are they a manager in 2025 in Major League Baseball? Dan Wilson.
Yes.
Of your Seattle Mariners. Your and my.
Here's that. How many did you give me? 15?
I gave you 15. You did not do very well.
You like six?
I have you at, hold on, I have to tally.
If you did that for the entire thing, are we getting?
Well, you're getting more because I left out some obvious,
the obvious ones.
The Bob Melvins.
Bob Melvins and Cora and Dave Roberts and. Yeah.
And Don Wakamatsu.
I love that you tried to slip in the Mets, you ass.
I was trying to get you. I didn't.
You made me think. You made me pause. I was like, wait, what are you doing?
I didn't get you, but Joe Espada, I got to tell you, as I went through this, I'm like, wait, Will Venable, Joe Espada, and Clayton McCullough are Major League managers?
I believe that Will Venable is still made up. Even though you tell me he's the White Sox manager, I don't believe you.
You know, I'm even second-guessing that now.
Go back and talk. Double check. The hell is Will Venable? Again, I assumed it was part of the Venables family. Turns out, no, he is not.
No. All right, what are the most frustrating things in sports?
Not knowing the managers named Will Venable.
That is next. Here's Will. Yeah, that's right. No Joey today. He's traveling. So I've got some Friday randoms here. We'll empty out the tickle trunk on you. These two go hand in hand, JC babes.
Talk to me.
I've got something called... One sec, bro. You're going to love this.
I can't wait.
Well, we've got the most frustrating things in sports. Somebody put together a list.
The last 2 minutes of any basketball game?
Well, that's... Yeah, I mean, you could certainly submit that.
Certainly be on my list.
I will give you that list in a moment. But I've also got something called the Sports Wife Bingo Card. Okay. Did you see this
I did
at
not.
All? So this went viral when some woman put together... That sounded awful, didn't it? Some woman.
Yeah, it did sound bad. It's not as bad as the fact that the Mets game, for some reason, is only available on Apple TV and not the MLB package. I hate that.
So she's, I don't know who this is. It's random, but she put this together and it went viral because she was watching her husband watch March Madness.
Okay.
And she put together a bingo card for watching him.
Oh, okay. So.
So like.
That makes sense. So every time he yells at something or...
Yeah, you know. Under B, you know, bingo.
Sure.
Under B, she has, "What are you doing?" Which I say all the time. Of course, he did not say... So this is the final card. She's got X'd out what he did say.
Sure.
He did not say that, but he did say, "How's that not a foul?"
I'm trying to think of what I would put on the bingo card.
And then she has clapping, which,
yeah,
that's an easy
That
X.
Should just be the free space.
Get down is on here. He did say that.
Yeah.
Get right. down.
Yeah.
Like for the
sure,
shot.
Sure. For the, yeah.
And then she's got a spot for yells action, like get out. The next one, the under eye, she's got and one.
Okay.
How many times do you do that?
Yeah, I get it.
Places a bet is on the bingo card.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's probably the most, like the easiest one to guess.
Yeah. Well, that and the clapping. I mean, we all clap.
Clapping, yeah. Then she's got good defense. Okay. Him saying
good defense. Sure.
Hand gestures.
Oh, and again, that's a free space. Hand gestures, I mean, my God.
And then gives coaching advice.
I like it.
Under the eye.
I like that one.
Okay, on the end, she's got, "Let's go!"
Yeah.
Which,
it's a gimme.
Any swear word.
Oh, I was going to say, where's the curse word?
Yeah, she just has swears. Yeah,
swears. Like it.
Restless leg syndrome.
100%. I'm a 100% restless leg syndrome guy. I do the knee bounce. You
this
know?
This is one that you get from me all the time.
Yeah.
It's the deep sigh.
You are a deep sire.
I'm a deep sire.
You are a deep sire. You also like to throw your hands up.
Yeah.
You're also...
I'm very animated with my hands.
You're an exasperated... Ah!
Was that on there?
With the hand rise.
Yeah, hand gesture. Yeah. That would have been under hand gesture.
Yeah, you're a hand gesture guy.
She's got watches another game on phone or computer, so having two games at once.
Yeah. You know, I'm not much of a two-gamer. I tend to focus. I don't half-ass two things. I whole-ass one thing. I'll flip back and forth, but I usually don't do the two screens.
And on the last two lines, this is Sports Wife Bingo. She's got, yes! Easy one.
Yeah.
Argues a call.
Sure.
Argues a play. Aggressive texting. That's a good one.
Yeah. Because everyone has that one buddy, especially if they're, if they have the same team or the same bet. Yeah, the aggressive texting is 100% a thing.
If he says, pass the ball.
Can he add little bitch?
Little
Because you like to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to throw a little bitch on the end of whatever it is you're trying to tell the team to do.
Let's see if we can find that one. Yeah. I don't see that. Blip, blip, blip,
Someone's saying that the girlfriend's wife started doing this during the football season this year. I can look, I'll tell you what. If you are forced as a wife or a girlfriend to watch a sporting event, you could do a lot worse than coming up with a bingo game.
This is great.
This would
because
be fun.
I'm checking a lot of these. Like, well, and the best, my wife's winning bingo.
And the best part is that the husband or boyfriend would get pissed, and that should only make you want to play it more. In fact, one of the squares on the bingo should be the husband or boyfriend yelling at you about watching him. Like, because you know at some point he's going to tell her to shut up or knock it off. That should be a bingo square.
And then on the O-line, she's got, oh my God!
Yeah.
Complains about refs. Mm. Easy.
Easy.
It's over!
We think!
And then checks bracket, and that's a foul.
Yeah.
When he says, that's a foul.
Yeah. They're solid.
Very good.
That's well
and
played.
I got to tell you, man, I don't think there's one on there that I don't.
There's a chance you're going to get every one of
yes,
those.
Yes. I'll give you every one of those damn bingos.
I kind of now want to, because I went to a function last weekend where they were watching the games. I kind of want to just play this now myself.
I know.
Right? Like,
it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Sports wife bingo.
This is fun.
Yeah, somebody said, what was that? We need to stop here. This is a big possession.
big play. Yeah. Very good. I'm trying to think of anything that I do while watching a game. Hug a pillow would be on there for me. Mm. I definitely will. I'll definitely squeeze on that one. I will announce that I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Instead of just like, and not like anyone's paying attention, but I will make an announcement at some point. Oh man, I got to take a piss. And I will get up and go to the bathroom.
So you know this and you still do this?
I still do it. I don't know why, but if I'm watching a game and I do have to get up to go to the bathroom, I, for whatever reason, I make an announcement. Am I the only one that announces the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. No one cares. I know no one cares.
We assume you're headed to the, I mean.
I can't help
you
it.
You went in the bathroom. We assume that's what you have to do.
No. As I'm getting up from the couch, I just want, hey, everyone calm down. I'll be right back. Maybe it's like, I don't know, like I'm coming back to watch it. Don't change the channel. I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, I announce a bathroom trip.
I think you got to add one. One that my wife would add on my card would be, God, he sucks.
Yes. You, especially watching Kansas basketball, either God, he sucks. Now, is it a separate square or is it the same? God, we suck. Because you like saying the we suck as well.
Yeah, that could be two different squares.
Would going to the floor be one? Because
Are you a floor watcher?
In certain moments, if it's a tense moment, I will end up on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be on your bingo.
That'd be on my bingo card.
See, a lot of these are specific to the husband.
Yeah. I would definitely, if it's a tense game that I am involved in or there is a significant bet, you could do it two ways. Either I end up on the floor or I stand up as well.
Yeah, the stand.
The stand.
I do the stand.
Yeah.
Only at the very biggest moment.
Yes. But you can't, I find watching a big moment, it's more cathartic standing or being on the floor. Sometimes it's a floor game. You're like, and that's where the hugging of the pillow comes in.
Have you ever slapped the floor?
No, I can't say that I have.
Like, the shot goes up and it doesn't go in, your team loses, slam the floor.
I've done that. When my wife figured out that me watching Kansas basketball is not something she wants to be a part of, is when we were first dating way back when, this is probably back when Kansas was losing in the first round all the time.
Yeah.
I did exactly what Will said, and I broke her ottoman.
Ah.
I was so mad. I forget which game it was.
Yeah.
And I broke her ottoman, and she was like, oh, okay.
Yes, little,
may not be with you all that long.
A little awkward.
And here we are, here 20 we are. Years later.
Air karate would definitely be on my
list.
Yeah,
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
That's when you're excited.
When I'm excited, I will break out some air karate.
Yeah!
Do the big, like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. That is on mine. I also think there should be an awkward moment where you make other people uncomfortable with something that you said. Either that or there is some sort of outburst where everyone watching has to do a Jesus. What are you? That's creepy.
Yeah, makes everyone uncomfortable.
Makes everyone uncomfortable would be on there. And
anybody
also,
bite their nails?
No, I'm not a nail biter.
I don't either.
But I will also run to get beers. I will not walk. Even if it's a timeout or a commercial and I know I have plenty of time.
You won't? Walk.
No, there is an active because
you hustle.
I keep all of my beer in the garage. I do not have beer in the.
Yeah, it takes up too much space.
Yeah, so there's a separate beer fridge, and for whatever reason, I have an inability to walk to get a beer. There will be a hustle. And it's not always a run, but you know, like when you're crossing a crosswalk and you're trying to make it look like you're hustling. And so you just kind of...
Yeah, it's a little shuffle.
It's a little shuffle.
O-line jog.
An O-line jog, yes. There will at some point in the game be an O-line jog to get a beer and or beers.
Can I bring up something totally unrelated?
Absolutely.
On that note?
Yeah.
It makes me mad if someone does not pretend to do the O-line jog when I'm waiting. Like, like if I stop my car for you to get across the street, if you just take your sweet time, that makes me mad.
Yes.
It does to you too?
Yes. It is this is why I do it. Even if I'm not necessarily going faster, it's acknowledging to the person, I understand you're waiting on me.
And I am trying to hustle.
I want you to know that even if I'm going slow, this is my effort to make it look like I'm going faster.
Exactly.
Yes.
I do that every time.
It's a common, and the key is to pump your arms. As long as you're pumping your arms, it makes it feel like you're
shoulder
going
bounce.
Faster.
And I'm always the shoulder bounce.
The shoulder bounce. Yeah.
And then I like to do a wave.
Yeah, I always wave.
I like to do the
thank you.
I like to do the I'm hustling.
Yep.
Hand up with a wave.
Yep. Thank you.
And then I maybe do a thumbs up and I keep going.
I think people are surprisingly nice about that. Yes. At least around my place when I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
Because I have to cross a busy street with little Molly 10Gs.
As do I.
And people are really nice about it.
Yes.
And they wave and they're like, oh, go ahead, you're good.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you find an a-hole. And maybe they just don't see you.
Yeah, that's the worst, though. I will say that I do not assume that anyone's going to stop in a crosswalk.
I'm too paranoid
about getting my dog run down.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
Never assume.
And someone is right. I am 100% going to give you a come on. That's another one.
We have that in drop form. The fan.
Come on!
If it's late night and your team's like getting destroyed, will you just go to bed?
No, I have to watch it.
I tend to be a finisher.
So, like how Sook says, like he'll get up and just say, "I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to bed. I'll go to bed."
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I will go to bed if I'm that upset.
Who's your team? I don't even know this.
Really only going to get me this way with the Seahawks.
Really?
Maybe Mariners, but they're never good. So Seahawks is really the only one.
Learning something about young Will Ortner today.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks, you're into it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I get jealous. Like, watching you watch Kansas Jayhawks basketball, I wish I felt that.
Yeah, you just don't have it.
It's not quite to...
Eastern Washington. Central Washington.
No, and no one cares. Like, when we lose to Western Montana, I'm the only one upset. And no one's going to put up with me during that, so I just don't.
Yeah. But you have it with the Seahawks. That's good.
Close-ish.
And yours?
You should have it with at least one.
You need it. It's important to have it. Otherwise, like, then you're not really a fan.
I only have two. It's KU and the Royals.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else gets me hot and bothered like that.
And nothing quite like Kansas basketball.
No, they're two different.
Yeah, it's two
archetypes.
Different. I've been 20 years with you, and I've seen the highs and the lows, but Kansas basketball is a different.
It's the format.
It's a different. Yeah, one and done. Well, and you're really good. I mean, you're supposed to be good. There's expectations there. Whereas Kansas City, you're playing with house money a little bit.
That's fair.
To Will's point, if my team is getting blown out, I will quit. Even though I will say that there is a lot of, you know, I quit.
But you'll watch, though.
I watch.
I watch, too.
But I will.
I hate watch the rest of the way.
I make a lot of announcements to nobody. Even if I'm watching the game by myself, I will make an announcement to the dog.
Yeah.
And one of those announcements, if I'm watching the Red Wings, and we go down 3 goals, I promise you at some point it will be that I effing quit. And then I don't do anything, and it's to no one.
But you've sent it into the ethos.
Yes.
The dog heard it.
The world needs to know that I quit.
You're out.
I'm out.
And then you just hate watch and laugh at them.
Yes.
That's what I do.
I do hate watch. I do have to stick around. And then it does turn into a hate watching situation. And then we like to talk about who it is that you hate and why they suck and all that.
Well, look, it's a great bit by the wags out there.
Yes.
Sports wife bingo.
The other one is, and I realize this, if my team is getting blown out, one player in particular will face my wrath. I am a single...
You pick one out.
There will be one.
Had a rough game or something.
And it's usually the same guy.
You just don't like a guy.
Yes. And I will let, again, anyone around me or just the ethos... They will know who I hate. And I will announce it to the point where my gal will be like, I get it. Like, I know. And then I have to tell her it's not about
I don't think you do.
Yes, just
listen to me. I just want you to listen to me.
Yes. And then sometimes she makes the mistake of asking me why I hate that person. And that's not the question that I need to be asked. I just need you to share in my hate with him and then just agree and be like, yes, I hate him as well. And then we can bond in our hatred.
Yeah. You should really hate this guy, babe.
Yes.
Well, I don't. Well, no, you should. You should. Trust me.
And there's nothing worse than when she'll be like, well, I think he looks kind of cute. And I'm like, shut up. That's even worse.
By the way, Will is hate watching Michigan State right now. I can see it.
Yeah, I am.
I can see it.
I hate anyone who's not named Jace Richardson right now.
Yeah, they're throwing up brick after brick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the tall, big guy had a guard on him and he passed it out and it got stolen.
Ole Miss is pretty good. It's 50-47 Rebels. 50-49 Rebels with 8 minutes. This game's coming down to the wire.
Yes. Ooh.
And this, I'm more mad because I almost, like, I went back and forth on my bet on this one.
You know what that's a sign of? Don't bet it.
Well, what's the fun in that?
We can't allow that to happen.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Most frustrating things in sports wraps up the hour on The Fan. All right. Well, we've hit a little bit of a wall here. I'm going to save, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Audible, red panties.
Well, Buckley forwarded this to me, and so part of why I'm going to save this to next week is that I want Buckley to be a part of this list.
Sure.
Because just like we just did with Sports Wife Bingo,
yeah,
there is a list that somebody put together, and it's pretty good, of the most frustrating things in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, let me look here.
Example, not being able to remember what's one of the most frustrating things about sports.
Not being able to read. Fouling on a three-point shot.
Sure.
Or false start on a fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Yeah. You know, these types of things. The things that make you so mad when the team you bet on does them or the team that you love does them.
Sure.
That's a great list and a great conversation. But we don't have the time to do it right now.
No.
And I'd like Buck to be a part of it, so we're going to push it to next week.
I have one immediately that came to the forefront of my mind. And
what's yours?
And again, you don't watch this sport, but a soft goal
in
hockey will literally make me just...
Because why else is the goalkeeper out there?
Exactly.
Goaltender? Goalkeeper.
Goaltender.
Goaltender. Why else is he out there?
When there is one that under no circumstance should go in and it's your guy, the fury that wells up within me, and that that is my number one, what in the F are we doing? It's like missing a field goal, right? You have one job, you son of a bitch! Missed field goal is in there, too. Missed chip shot field goal? Come on.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. If you start to rack your brain,
yeah,
there's just a lot.
There's plenty.
So we'll get to that next week, okay, guys?
Okay.
I promise.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
No, I mean, I promise.
Well, you're gone on Monday, so we're not getting to it on Monday.
Right. But
what if I get into it while you're not here?
And then you can.
Then you will lie because you said we're going to get into it. We won't. I will. You won't.
We'll do it again.
Just rehash the segment.
Coming up next in the club, Hawk Tua Girl is back. I have the latest on her.
Joy.
And we've got a couple of restaurant giants merging.
To form one super crappy restaurant?
I believe that is accurate.
Sherry's coming back?
Sherry's is not coming back. So we'll get to those items coming up next in the club on The Fan.